I'd like to start tonight discussing the second group that Rabbi Akiva mentions. This is the first thing Rabbi Akiva spoke about last week. And Rabbi Akiva continues, he says, another group that doesn't get a chelek olam haba. He says, Valochish al amaka. He whispers over a maka, a wound, Va'omer kol amachla shesanti mitzrayim lo asem alecha ken yeshem rofecha. He says, this pasuk from Parashat B'Shalach, he says that over the maka, and that's something that doesn't get a chelek olam haba. We touched on this last time. I just want to discuss a little bit more the pratius this inyan. So what exactly is, what are the hagdaras of this isser b'chlal? That is an isser of saying a pasuk over a maka, to try to heal a maka using a pasuk from the Torah. So you finally just read the Gemara, and it brings a few shittos. It's on Kuf Aleph Amun Aleph in Sanhedrin, in Chelek. It says, brings from the Mishnah of Alochish al Maka. So the Gemara says, it brings three sheets. It says, Amrav Yochanan uberokikba. It's not enough to just say this pasuk to heal a person. He has to also spit when he's doing it. But if you say, Ein maskir shem shemayim al rakika. Something especially bad about saying shem shemayim, the shem shemayim, this pasuk, ken er shem rofecha, and he's saying it's al harakika. Then it says, another sheet says, Itma ravam arfilu negatzerash. Even a person doesn't say a pasuk with Hashem's name in it. But he says the pasuk of Neged Tzaraas Kiyia Ba'adam. But it's Rashi says, I feel Neged Tzaraas, I feel Lochish Kradleif B'Shem Shemayim Al-Rakika. Even though it has nothing to do with this in and of saying Shem Shemayim with spitting. Shekora Neged Tzaraas Kiyia Ba'adam V'Huv Al-Kain. He reads that pasuk to try to heal someone with it. L'Shem Rafua Ein L'Chelek Olam Haba. And the Gemara brings one last sheet, Rav Chanina Amar Afil Vayikr Al-Moshe. Even saying this pasuk also is Aser. Rashi says on that, the third sheet is Vafil v'yikra al-Moshe, she'en bo lo choli v'lo nega. This pasuk is more makel because it doesn't mention anything about refuah in the pasuk. De'en roi l'lachsho al-hamaka. It's not something normally that you would use for healing because the pasuk doesn't have anything to do with healing. De'en maskir l'shem refuah. He says the person is not even using it as refuah. El kisav huli natzel v'zchus de'vei tayra. He wants to be saved in z'chus de'vei tayra. So he says on the maka, he says that this pasuk, so his kir asur lochsha. We call maka with asur to be lochish such a pasuk. So you have to understand what's the isser here, and why is this considered such a chamer isser? Healing yourself with tayra. What's the inin? So first, just in the Rambam, he says basically what the isser is. The Rambam's in Hilchos Avos Kochav and Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. I'll just read it here. The Rambam brings down this halacha. He says halacha shal amaka v'koyre pasuk min hatayra v'chein hakoyre al atinok shelo yivos. Someone reads a pasuk of tayra on a maka, or he reads there's a baby and he reads a pasuk shalo yivas and he shouldn't be scared. The meniach sefer tayro tefillin al katan, he puts a sefer tayro on a katan b'shloshe yishan. Something else he does, it's pointed out, this comes out from Yerushalmi, another type of refuah through tayra. So the Rambam says lo dai lehem shehem b'chlal menachshin v'chayvrim. This is not only is this considered a form of nichosh, I mean it's a form of kishos, the Rambam holds. Ela shehem b'chlal ha'kayvrim b'tayra. It's ki'ili is kayvr b'tayra. Shehen osin divrei tayra refuas guf, einon ela refuas nefashos. He says, what's the chet? He says, the chet is that he's making tayra into a refuah for the guf, using for physical refuah, and it's a refuah for the nefesh. It's around this passing stamps, Asi doesn't mention anything about Rakika. It's pointed out, Moshe Kalin pointed out here, that this is really the Gemara says the Shavuos Das Teshvav, that even though Rav Yochanan says the Isser is only when you spit when you do this Rafua, it's definitely closer from Yeshua Ben Levi that Bechlaus also Lestrapus with the Retaira. That according to Rav Yochanan, it's only if you spit with this additional Isser that Ein L'Chel Kolam Haba. But Bechlaus also Lestrapus with the Retaira. So the Rambam says, so the reason it's so bad is kikfir with the Torah, because Torah is a refuah for the nefesh and not for the guf. Right, so one thing the Rambam says is strange here is that he doesn't just tell you that it's designed to use Torah as a refuah. He says, no, Torah is a refuah. But what's being done wrong here is that the refuah is for the nefesh, not for the guf. Now, what's very interesting is that gufa in the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes is gufa. We see that Torah is a refuah. It's not that Torah, the point of Torah isn't to be refuah. Gufa, the Gemara quotes this pasuk here that was said in Mara. Hashem says that if Shemoa Tishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha, kol hamachla she'samti b'mitzrayim lo asem alecha k'nei Hashem rofecha. If you listen to the Torah, you're not going to get these machlos because I'm your roifa. So the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hey, it says you see from this pasuk that says kol Shemoa Tishma is telling me anyone who learns Torah, so then kol hamachla she'samti b'mitzrayim lo asem alecha. The Gemara says that's telling you that kol lo mit Torah yisurim v'deilu memeno. Anyone who learns Torah, yisurim go away from him, because the Torah says that you learn Torah and that makes a refuah. And the Mechilta is more b'feirish. The Mechilta says that Hashem saying to Klal Yisrael, divrei Torah shenasati lechem refuahem lechem. The goof of this pasuk that we're saying is so terrible to me, lochesh al hamaka. Gufa, the pasuk is saying, "Ani Hashem roifecha," that if you learn Torah, divrei Torah is a refuah for you. It's a little bit paladic, right? We're telling you this terrible issue doing refuah with divrei Torah, saying this pasuk. And Gufa, Chazal say what this pasuk is telling you is that divrei Torah is a refuah. There's another kasha that's pointed out that the Gemara says in Ervin and Dal, the Gemara says the favorite. It says Hachosh b'roisho, right? Someone has a headache, yasuk b'Torah. And it goes on, it says, any sort of machla a person has, what should he do? He should be Isaac b'tayra. And it quotes the pasuk, it says, Achash b'kol gufo, yasek b'tayra. And it quotes the pasuk, l'kol b'saro marpe. There's a pasuk talking about tayra, it says it heals the whole basuk. So l'chosh b'feirish, gufo, the pasuk he's using, is telling me that you do, tayra is a refuah. So the Marsha points out there, this is in Shabbos HaMachzai, and the Marsha asks this Kashi, what's going on? L'chayra, also is Rafa's with the Reitayr. So the Marsha gives a terror, said, no, it's good what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam's point is that the Reitayr is a refuah, but it's not a refuah to the guf, it's a refuah to the nefesh. He says, what's the difference? What's the difference between being Loichesh al Amaka and being Chash Rosh Yasek with Taira? He says, the chilek is that Besim Torah is a refuah. But it's a refuah that you can't direct it at the guf. Meaning, if someone's loichesh al hamaka, what's he doing? He's taking Torah, and he's ke'ilu using the Torah as like a segula that the Torah itself should work on the machla. He says, no, the way it works is that Torah is a refuah for the neshama. He learns Torah, and by using, being the takein, the chayli, and the neshama, that helps the guf. Rav Chaim Volozhin speaks that a little bit more about Richos and Nefesh Chaim Shardalit. He says the pshat is that there are cholis in the neshama. Persons, we'll see exactly what this means, that a person's neshama could have a sickness, and that's mashpia on the guf, and learning Torah is a refuah to the neshama. It heals the shirashim, and that'll affect the guf. But using it directly to heal the guf, that's seen as a misuse of the power. So this is very interesting. If you look at the whole parasha there, this pasuk, kol hamachla she'samti mitzrayim lo asem lecha k'nei Hashem rofecha, it's the end of the parasha that it says, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, after they cross the Yam, so they're in the Midbar for 3 days, lo matzu mayim. It says they didn't find mayim, right? It says they came to Marah then, they couldn't drink the water. Hashem showed Moshe and ate. They drank the water. And then it says this line. Hashem says, after the water from Marah is healed, he says, Ani Hashem Rofecha. Kol Machla Shasamti V'Shem Losim Lecha. It's very interesting because Gufa, this pasuk here, is saying that they went for 3 days, they didn't find water. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama Pei Beis, says that already from the time of Moshe, they were attacking, laning on Monday and Thursday. And it says it's because of this pasuk. It says they went 3 days and they didn't find water. So the Gemara darshins then that's a remez. It's saying they went through the days, ain mayim ela Torah. They went through the days and they didn't find Torah. What happened? They didn't find Torah. And Pasha, they got, just like physically, the Pasha and Pasha, without 3 days without water, they started feeling sick and weak. So without Torah for 3 days, they got this type of weakness in them. So that's why you have Mondays and Thursdays, the Gemara says, because we should never have 3 days without Torah. But you see that Gufa, the machla here that the Kashal had, was Gufa, it was a physical in the instance of the Guf, but at the same time, is Merumis here, a machla in the Neshama. And the same thing says, Vayirehu Hashem 8, Hashem showed Moshe 8 to heal the water that it should be able to help Klal Yisrael. It should be drinkable by Klal Yisrael. So Gufa the Mechilta says also the same sort of address. It says, Vayirehu is a Lashon that means to teach someone something, is to be Myra. He says Hashem taught Moshe an eitz, he says eitz chayim. It's been ramish, Hashem taught Moshe Torah to teach the Klal Yisrael. That is holy in the Chazal say that in Mara, Moshe taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. That here there's some in it that Pashut HaMachla of a person not having his physical needs met, somehow is seen as being parallel. There's an in it Torah. There's an Indian Torah, the same type of Indian, that a person, if his needs aren't met in Torah, there's a machla in the Neshama. Right? There's an interesting Rambam. This is in the Shmona Prakam. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam writes that Gufa, there's machlas in the Neshama, the same way there's machlas in the Guf. And the Rambam says that what's the machla in the Neshama? It's just like in the Guf. If a person gets sick, that their body doesn't function the way it's supposed to, and he says that the person who's sick, he wants things that he would never normally want. Things that normally are good for him, he doesn't want it anymore. It partially changes the guf around. He says, so too, a person who's a shum is sick, is that he doesn't want the things that he normally wants. There's some bechina of the neshama having a chayli. And guf, that l'chayli, that's what the pasuk is telling us. It's saying that if you learn Torah, so that's going to be a refuah for you. It's going to be a refuah to the nefesh. So what it says, "Kol ha-machla she-samti Mitzrayim lo-osam alecha." That you're going to be saved from a machla v'shem. What was Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim goof were people with punch a sickness in the neshama. Right? Chazal say that it says in Achrei Mos, you shouldn't do Maisa Mitzrayim. So the Rambam says in the story of Bia, he says, Maisa Mitzrayim is the Indian of warp types of Znos. It's two Nashim together, is Asr, to have relationships because they shouldn't do Maisa Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim was a place of that sort of a non-natural Yetzirah. And the word is that it's Pashut is this Machla. And what's the Tikkun for the Machla? The Tikkun for the Machla is Torah. Shemoa Tishma, the Torah, that gives a refuah. That's the whole mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. What's the end of Kriyas HaTorah? Right, you should always learn, right? Everyone should always learn. What's the end that they said that even a person who's in Parnassah, he's doing mitzvahs, he's pater from learning, right? If a mitzvah is Iyav Shal Adei Achayrim, so you're pater from learning. But tell you still, there's another Indian in Torah, besides for the mitzvah. Pashut is an Indian that you can't go 3 days without water. A person goes 3 days without water, He gets sick. It's a machlot to the neshama that Pashut people need Torah every 3 days, regardless if it's the midst of Torah they do mechuyim to learn. They have to get Torah every 3 days, because if not, it brings a machlot into the person. Right, that's something we find in Kedushin Daf Lamed. It's actually on the Pashut, it says v'santam v'svarim ha'ela alavavchem. Right, so you should also have a samtam by Torah. You should put it on. He says it's the samtam, samtam. It's the perfect drug. That Torah is like the perfect drug. That what does it do? It says the Gemara gives a mashal there. It says a person with a makkah, someone has a wound. He puts on it a ratiyah. He puts a bandage on it, and it doesn't get infected. He says if he doesn't have a bandage on it, it gets all infected. That says the same thing with Torah. That Barasi Yetahara Barasi Torah Tavlin. That if a person puts the bandage on himself, so then it won't get infected. If he doesn't, it'll get infected. And the word is that, right, just like a person goes 3 days without water, right? So he's dying of thirst, right? He'll start drinking crazy things. He's going out of his mind with thirst. The same person, someone doesn't get Torah, right? It's not just the Vart that is he mechuyev to learn or not. The Vart is Torah is given as Rasi Yitzhar, Rasi Torah Tavlet. It's a refuah. It's a kayach of refuah. Right? There's a machlos in Gus, and then there's spiritual types of machlos, meaning pashrit, whatever exactly they are, psychological in Yanamor, or ruchni, whatever it is, pashrit machlos, that the refuah is Torah. The Torah pashrit addresses that what the neshama needs. I mean, just like the body needs mazon, right? The guf to be healthy has to eat the right sort of things. For the neshama of the person to stay healthy, he has to have Torah. So male, that's the Indian here. The Indian is that it's telling you that you can't be loichish ala maka, because you can't misuse this koyach of refuah of Torah. I mean, avada, there is a koyach of refuah of Torah. There's a koyach of refuah of Torah, but you can't misuse it. That it's an interesting thing. There's a Beis Yosef, and this is in Yerodei Kofai and Tef. Beis Yosef says, quotes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he says that, very strange halacha, he says that if someone has a makkah that's a chol sheishu sakana, could kill the guy, so it says, then it would mamash be mutter to be rokik al ha-makkah, you could spit on the makkah, and mamash they call a makkah la-asher, samtel l'shem lo-asem alech, k'ni ha-shem rofecha. Mamash was ein l'chelek olam hava. Because Rabbi Yerucham says, "Ein achinam tein lechelik olam hava," but it's still not yahar val yaver. So, male, if it's a sakana, you could do this for a refuah. So the word is meaning he's understanding that there is a refuah here. This taka is the Torah was given a koyach of refuah, but that refuah is a bizayon to the Torah to use this refuah stam as a lechish on the guf. The real way it should be used is through the neshama of the person. And therefore, misusing this Ein L'Chelek Olam Haba. It's an interesting thing, I'll just point out that Rav Akiva is the one who says that it's Ein L'Chelek Olam Haba. It's so bad not to use Tzi Torah as a refuah for the Neshama. So it's interesting, Rav Akiva's, the famous story of Rav Akiva's in Brachas Hamach Aleph, it says that, right, Rav Akiva was teaching Torah, and it was a time of Shema, it was Hakonos Nefashos, so they asked, Rabbi Kiva, what are you teaching Torah, right? It's a kind of stafashos, right? Torah isn't Yahar Kal Yafar, for sure. You're part from teaching Torah. So Rabbi Kiva answered with the mushel of the dagim, that a mushel of the dag can't live out of water. You can't tell a dag to come out of water. So the chayis mamash this nakuta, that what's Torah? Torah is the chiyas, the neshama, the chiyas of a person. It's mamash like the mind for the dag. So the male, that's what Torah is. It's not a question of chiyuv or patur. It's pasha. Rabbi Kiva couldn't stop teaching Torah. So l'chod asked the Isser. Now halacha l'maisa, I just want to point out a few ha'aras here halacha l'maisa, because this is an Isser that it's a very important Isser that people aren't that aware of. So we find, where exactly does this apply? So we find the Gemara says in Shavuos Tetzvav, the Gemara quotes Rav Shuv ben Levi as saying, "B'chlal asal estrapos b'divrei Torah." And then the Gemara has the kash on this. It says that Rav Shuv ben Levi, every night before he went to sleep, he would say that what the Gemara calls the Shir Shel Pigam. It's the Mizmor Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadi Aleph of Yoshev B'Seser Elyon. And then we say it in Kriya Shema Alamita. That if you say it every night, and the first thing Rashi says is to get rid of the Shadim, to make sure no Mazik can come. So the Gemara asks, how can he do it? He says, Asher L'Shrapis B'Divrei Torah. How could he possibly say Yoshev B'Seser Elyon before he goes to sleep? That's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara gives the teretz that lahagin shani, the enachinami, you can't use teretz for a fool of a makkah to try to heal the makkah that's here right now. But if you're doing it in defense, for that you could use teretz. It's very shver exactly what's going on in this Gemara. First of all, the havamin is a little bit strange. I mean, why? What could possibly be wrong with saying Yoshev v'seisr elyon before you go to sleep? L'chayra. We always say Tehillim, right? What's wrong? You're saying a nice capital Tehillim, all about Hashem protects you from the Mazikim. L'chayr is a very nice thing to say. How's that? That's being seen as Ashla Srafas B'Divrei Torah. It's done expanding the dimensions of what this Isser is, right? Right? It's it sounds b'chalal, he can't say this capital tilim. And also the Teres needs Hezra, it says l'hagin shani. He's saying it for self-defense. L'chair, what's the verb? If it's usher to use Teres, if it's zayin to use Teres, so l'chair, what does it mean that it's a, as a defense, it's smutter? So we find the chinuch is a Teres, this is in mitzvah Taf Kuf Yud Beis. The Sefer Chinuch writes that the Teres of l'hagin shani said avada. The havamin of the Gemara was that he really was using this to as some sort of segula to use it against the shaydus. So the Gemara is saying lahagin shani. The Gemara is saying that no, really, Rishu ben Levi was saying Yoshua Seisur. It's bound to be mechazik himself in betachin. But the real test of the Gemara is he was saying it to be mechazik himself in betachin. So he says the meila, if he's doing it just to strengthen his betachin. And he's doing it as a Haggana, he's talking to Hashem that nothing's going to damage him, so then it's mutter. That's how the Chinuch explains the Gemara. What's a little bit strange in it is that he's telling you, he's understanding that the Gemara is saying that he was only doing it because he wants to strengthen his betachin, and nevertheless, the Gemara is saying it's only mutter when it's lahagin. Right, meaning if he was saying this capital, even though to strengthen his betachim, but he was saying it not as a protection, but to solve a problem that's already there, sounds from the chinuch that would be a problem. This is something we find in the Rambam. So it's a very strange thing. The same Rambam we're reading after he tells you, you can't do refuos with divrei Torah. So the Rambam writes, Aval habari shakara psukim u'mizmor mitehelim. A healthy person who reads Sukkim or a Mizmor of Tehillim, a healthy person says Tehillim, Kidei she'tagin alav zechus kriyasan, so that the zechus of their kriya should protect him, v'yinatzel mitzaros from nezakim, should be saved from tzaros, harei zeh mutter, so that's mutter. I mean, you say Tehillim, in defense, and he's healthy, he doesn't have any problem right now, no problem, you know, it's just for the future, so that's okay. It's a pelvic Rambam because l'chayr what's coming out of this Rambam, we see the Rambam is that you can't say tilim. The Rambam is saying only a healthy person could say tilim to protect him from bad things happening. But someone's already in the tzar trying to get himself out of it, he can't use tilim. I mean, it's a pel. I mean, just to limit it a little bit, you find the Miri says in Shavuos Tesvav, he says that. If you say psukim derech tefila, then it's mutter. So it could be even the Rambam he's saying that not that you're mamish saying tilm the way using David HaMelech's words as a tefila. It's like a person who stam. You know, people stam say the whole sefer tehillim as a zechus for a refuah. Right, so l'chor in tilm there's a lot of psukim. He says halal. He says all these inyanim that aren't tefilas b'chlal. And he's saying that the zechus of saying tilm should be rofe. So the Rambam learned that's Asar. And he finds even in Rashi, in the Gemara, the Rashi we mentioned, in Rav Chanina's Shita, Rav Chanina said, Vafilu vayikra el Moshe. So Rashi says that his Shita is, She'ein bo lo choli v'lo nega. He's saying a pasuk that doesn't have any mention of choli. De'ein roi lo lachshal amaka. Really, this isn't something to cure a maka. De'ein maskir lo shem rafu. He's not saying it as a rafu. Ela kisavahu, he wants to be saved in the zechus of divrei Taira through his care. Asur lochshal. Asur to lochshal such a pasuk. So Rashi doesn't tell us to be paskin like Rav Chanina here, but lemaisa it's a talmudic musaf. The whole idea that there could be any isser, there's some isser of saying to tell him he's taking that as an isser. So I'd just like to suggest quickly a different way of learning the Inyan. I mean, b'chlal, this is so against Minhag Yisrael, right? I mean, this is something that Kemat, you can't... Dairus, that's how we goofy, how we use Sefer Tilim. So l'chayr, just to suggest a different mahalach here is that the Rambam had a Havana coming out of this Gemara. That he was very bothered with the question we mentioned, which is that what's going to happen? You know, there's an issel esrapus v'divrei Torah, and therefore it's usher for Yeshua ben Levi to say the kapitel Yoshev say Yisrael Yom. Right? So you see from that Gemara, the Rambam saying that saying even a capital of Tehillim, but when, if it was not said in Lahagin, it would have been said in to heal a Makkah, that would be a problem, right? Because if not, what was the problem of saying a capital of Tehillim? And therefore, the Rambam had to go so far to say that if it's not Lahagin, it would be awesome. Now, if you look at the Midrash from Yosef HaSeser, it could be that wasn't what was going on. What's going on is that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it wasn't time he was saying Kapitel from Tehillim here. Shalom Yosef HaSeser, isn't that it was time something as a zechus to help save you from Saros. Shalom, as we see in Midrash, is that Yosef HaSeser, which Chazal called the Shir Shal Pagayim, it's mamish something that works against the Shaitim. It's not stam like any capital of Tehillim. The final sentence is in Bamidbar Rabbah and Parsha Yudbeis. It says there that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Yosef HaSeser, it says when he was going up to Har Sinai, that when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, it says all the Shaitim wanted to attack him. Whatever is going on with this, whatever that should be, but the Mazikim all wanted to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. So to defend himself, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Yosef HaSeser. And it starts saying that he's saying, Elokai Eftach Bo, the Medrash says that Moshe said, Shebishmo ani mavriach es ha-mazikim. He says, with Hashem's name, I chase away the mazikim. And then it says, Vayter, Tzino v'sochera amito. It says, your MS is like a tzina, is a shield, and tzchora is armor. So the Medrash says there, v'shem Roshim bar Yochai, the Medrash says that amito means amito shel taira, someone who learns amito shel taira, for acts to him, it says amito shel taira zayin lebaleha, that the emes of taira works as a zayin, is like an armor or weapons for its baal. I mean, that's what means tzin of sochera amito, that the emes of taira is a tzin of sochera, and that's what continues. Lo sirim pachad Laila mechetziyaf yomam miderbal fal yalach miketev yashu tzaraim. It tells you the Medrash says it's talking about all different types of mazikim. It says that you learn Torah that acts as armor to protect you. And the Medrash goes on to say more. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that this is what after matan Torah, right? It says Klal Yisrael was given edyo. It says that after the eagle says v'natzlu as edyom mehar chorav. It says they took off their edayim from har chorav. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, and it's also in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on that pasuk, it says Edyo. Right, we always learn that it's crowns, right? That there's some crown we got. But in the Medrash, it's two sheets. One is that it's crown. The other sheet is that it's a Zayin Shashem Hamafarish Chakakalav. It was a special type of armor with the Shem Hamafarish on it, and it says that the Malach HaMavis, when Klal Yisrael wore it, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get to them. It's something. Something that protected them. So it says, "Gufa, that's what's going on in this capital. It's not stam, a zechus. It's the verse. It's mamar saying that Torah is a mugging for a person, right? And that's what it says in Vayis Brachos Daf Hey. It says anyone who reads Kriya Shema Amita Mazikim B'Deilim Mimeno, you say Kriya Shema, that makes the Mazikim run away. And it says it's because Ke'ilu he has a weapon in his hands." The word is, it's not stam that Gemara is asking Lahagin Shani. The word is that Mamas, what the Kapitel is telling you, is that Sina v'socher amito, that Torah is a Hagana on a person. Meaning Torah has a koyach of being a mugging. So the male, that's what we're saying. Hitaku is using Torah. But it wasn't stam a zuchas. Torah defends a person. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kavav, talking about Doeg, Doeg Adomi, one of the people who doesn't get Olam Haba, so it says that Hashem wanted to send the Malach HaMavis to kill him, but he couldn't get him because he was such a Talmud Chacham. Even though he was a tremendous Rasha, but he knew a lot of Torah. So he sent the Malach to make him forget his Torah, and then he was able to get him. The Pshat is Torah, nothing to do with the Chus. Torah is a Metzius of Haganah. It's a Lechur, that's what the Var here is, right? That Torah, this is all of our misuse of Torah. That Torah attack has kochos, it has a koyach to be a mugin, it has a koyach to be rafua. But those kochos have to be used, al pi, whatever we ever chose to be used for. And he sees in the Rashba, seems to learn the Gemara this way. This is the Rashba says in Chelek Beis, Simon Reish Pei Aleph, the Rashba says it's in about Kamil. So we find in the Gemara in Shabbos, it talks about people having Kamil, the types of amulets, with different shameless and psukim written inside of it. So the Rashba says you're allowed to use these Kamil with psukim written on it, you're allowed to use them lahagain, but a healthy person is allowed to use these as protection, but you can't put it on a sick person because asa l'shrapus with divrei Torah. It's clear the Rashi was not learning like the Rambam that it's anything to do with zechus of divrei Torah. It's saying if you want a mamash use Torah, then you can only use Torah as a haganah. Right, so just say halacha l'maisel comes out of this that according to the Rambam, everything's going to be aser, and any sort of segula, even if it's not a segula, it's not doing something with zechus or with Torah, is going to be aser. And this other mahalach l'cha that we more makom for a heter. Right, if it's lahagin, and if you're doing it for the zuchos, right? Lamaisa, according to everyone who comes in, if someone's trying to use goof for the Torah itself to do something, that's going to be aser, right? You know, this Lamaisa, this aser is probably most of segulas. There's whole books with tons of segulas using psukim. It's lachor if someone's kavana using the psukim, you know, like everyone knows, right? You lose something, right? Right? Someone loses something. So what do? They say this memory is supposed to say that a kol becheska sumim, and then you quote the pasuk about Hagar, that Hashem opened her eyes, and that's supposed to help you find that veda. Right? So that's mamash sin. You're using Torah to accomplish something. Right? It's not lahagin. Like everyone kid knows, right? Right, that a dog's barking at you, so you say v'negev b'nei yisrael lo yechatz kelav l'shaynai. That pasuk is supposed to stop dogs from barking. Right, so l'chayra, it could be it works, you know. But l'maisa, that's also going to be b'chlal, this issur of using Torah, right? Because that's something that's definitely awesome. If it's not lahagin, it's something that's being used to accomplish something, and it's being used to use Torah in that way. That's going to be awesome. All right, so I just want to discuss briefly now, to just move weiter, we'll just make aschala, the last part of this Mishnah. So the last part of the Mishnah mentions that there are seven people who don't get Olam Haba. Right, so there's three malachim, three kings. And the three kings, Bethlehem, we spoke in the Shir before Purim. And then it says there's four head yotos. That the four head yotos are Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. Those are the four head yotos mentioned in the Mishnah that don't get a cher kolam haba. So just sort of briefly make us, you know, maybe we'll talk about it more another time, but just briefly start the inyan of these four people. Well, what do they have in common? So we find the Tanchuma, the first Tanchuma in Parashas Metzora. So Tanchuma starts off with this inyan. It says that there are four people, four head yotos don't get a cher kolam haba, and it says that it all comes because of Lashon Hara. This is an inyan we discussed once at length, the inyan that a Baal Lashon Hara doesn't have a Chelek Olam Haba. So the Medrash tells exactly what it was. Bilam, right, he's the first one, he's definitely, right, he's a Baal Lashon Hara that what he wanted to do is, right, he wanted to use his Koyach of Dibur, so he will be Malshin on Klal Yisrael to put Klal Yisrael in a bad light to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like Doeg is the ultimate Baal Lashon Hara, he's the one who, you know, he told Shaul that Nov Ir HaKohanim had kept David in their city. They allowed him to be in the city, and because of that, Shaul went ahead and killed out Nov Ir HaKohanim. Right? So Doeg is Mamash, the ultimate in Lashon Hara. Achitofel is also, and he was advisor of Avshalom, who's counseling Avshalom in rebelling against David. Right? Also in the Lashon Hara. And in the last one, Gehazi, it's a little hard to see what it has to do with Lashon Hara. What Gehazi's chet was that he was, we discussed already a little bit about Gehazi, he was the shamish of Elisha, and Naaman, this Gaisha Sar came to Elisha to be cured of his tzaraas, and Elisha cured him and didn't take payment for it, and Gehazi says, what's Elisha doing? He's not taking payment. Doesn't he know that? Where he says he should take payment, and Elisha goes ahead and does it. But it says that he's saying Lashon Hara on Elisha. So it says this in him. all these four people have something to do with Lashon Hara. And then it says, and that's the Indian that Lashon Hara, Baal Lashon Hara gets Saras. That Saras comes from Baal Lashon Hara. Right? So we find some kesher that a Baal Lashon Hara, as we mentioned before, the Rambam says Baal Lashon Hara doesn't get a chelek olam haba. And so what's this Indian that he gets Saras? Right? So what's this Indian? What's this kesher getting Saras? What does that have to do with losing olam haba? We find also Gehazi Gufa, after he does the chet of taking money from Naaman, it says that Elisha yells at him, tells him, why did you do that? And then he yells at him that the tzaras of Naaman should stick on you forever. That was his punishment, that says in the Pasuk. And Chazal say that chet was what made Gehazi didn't get a chet olam haba. This is what Marsha actually says in... on Kuf Dalid, the Marsha says another matter there that Gehazi actually does get olam haba. And Marsha said, explains that since he got Saras in this world, that already was his einish, and now he could get olam haba. But the essence is something that he's getting Saras that he doesn't get a chayav olam haba. So first, just discuss what's the inin of Saras? What's the whole inin of Saras? So we find something very interesting with Bechlal with Saras. We find there's another Einish in the Torah that's very, very similar to Saras. There's an Einish called Nidui. Nidui is basically Cheirim. Nidui means that the Chacham say about such a person, he should be Benidui or Beshamta. And that person for 30 days is in a state of Nidui. And the Gemara tells us in Mor Katan that there's a lesser form of Nidui, which is called Nezifa, which is that if Talmud Chacham ever yells at someone, he doesn't manage formally proclaim the person's a nidui, but he just Talmud Chacham gets angry at a person and yells at him, that person has to be knowing in himself the din of nidui for 7 days. And the Gemara learns this out, what Nezifa is, it learns it out from Miriam. It says Nezifa 7 days, this din of nidui, because by Miriam, it's when she's given Saras, so Hashem says that she has to keep in her tzaras for 7 days. It says, "Im yarak yarak aviyah b'feneha, if her father would have spit at her, halo tichalam shivas yamim, wouldn't she be embarrassed 7 days?" So therefore, Mary Moses, she has to keep tzaras 7 days. So you see from there, there's a big statement that there's some inyan that what tzaras is. It's Ki'ilu Hashem spitting at the person. It's Ki'ilu he's pushing the person out, saying, and you know, of Nezifa. Like, goof in the Pasuk, the Targum for Yarak Yarak is Minzaf Nazif. It's Lashon of Nezifa. That Ki'ilu, Tzras is Ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting someone in Nidu, right? Nidu means to be thrown out. So Nidu is normally from Talmud Chacham. Tzras is Ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them Nidu. You find mamash the din are the same, right? Right. Saras has a din of bazed yeshiv, right? He has to sit alone, he has to sit away from people, right? Nidui also or nezifa, they have a din that no one's allowed to sit within their dalet amos, right? The Gemara tells us more cousin tesvav, they both have a din of avelus. The part of the din of mitzayra is the pasuk says v'hatzarua v'gadavu furumim v'roshi yifuru, he has to let his hair grow and have ripped clothes. In the same way, the Gemara says Marikata, and the same thing's true about someone in Nidui. Someone in this form of Chayim also has to be Noig Avelus, right? Also in any that he's been distanced from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? They both have the any that they're doing with a mace, right? A Mitzayra, we know, Al Natiya Kemeis, the Gemara says is doing with a mace, right? It's Matam Ba'ol like a mace of Mitzayra. And so to the Gemara says in Morakatan Tesvav, it says that Shamta, the Lashon Shamta, which is another word for Nidui, is Shamta is a Lashon Sham Misa. If we say someone's Tia B'Shamta is saying he should be in death. I mean, it's partially an Avachina, of Misa on the person. But Gufa says that's what we find like Gehazi. Gehazi, Gufa gets Nezifa, meaning Elisha throws him out and yells at him. And Gufa, it says right after Elisha yells at him, it says he went out from Elisha with Saras Kishelek. Meaning, being put in Nidui gives an in and of Saras. So Pasha, what the Indian is by a Baal Lashon Hara, is that what's, you know, Baal Lashon Hara is someone, he's telling Lashon Hara, he's making Pirudim in Klal Yisrael. So his punishment is that he's being thrown out. He's being thrown out of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He can't be a part of Klal Yisrael, can't be a part of, right, he's making Pirudim in Klal Yisrael. He's not connected to Klal Yisrael. He's Pasha thrown away. So that's the same in Olam Haba. Right? We once discussed at length the whole end of getting Olam Haba. I mean, we're not going to say over the Indian, but we had a whole share in this Indian that the end of getting Olam Haba is that he's part of this bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, this chiyus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like, you, there's this joint chiyus of nitzvi sticker chiyus that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael, and they're all part of that nitzvi sticker chiyus. We're saying what Baal Lashon Hara is, a Baal Lashon Hara, that's, you know, not getting Olam Haba, he's being mafresh himself, he's breaking himself off from Klal Yisrael, he's making Pirudim in Klal Yisrael, right? He's looking negatively at our Kadosh Baruch Hu, looking negatively at Klal Yisrael, that creates a Pirud. So what does that do? What that Indian is that Gufa makes this din of Ein Olam Haba, right? We discussed the whole Indian of someone whose portion at Tzibur doesn't get Olam Haba, right? Someone who's not a part of Klal Yisrael, someone who doesn't get Olam Haba loses his Shem Yisrael. It's not a part of the Tzibur. And the Nakuda is that a person who's a Baal Lashon Hara, he's thrown, it says he's thrown out of Klal Yisrael, right? Meaning he has to be he can't be in the Tzibur, he has to leave Klal Yisrael, he has to be Noeg with Avela Shong that he's Racha from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also he's like a mace. The Western is like a mace. The thing of the mace is that he's cut off from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? The whole inin of Olam Haba is he's connected to the chiyus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? So Memela, what's in a Tzaras and the inin of these four Adyotos that lost their chiyus of Olam Haba is they're thrown out of that kesher. They lose their whole kesher to that chiyus, to their whole kesher to being a part of Klal Yisrael, the kesher to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that chiyus Memela, even though they're alive, they're ki'ilu, they're like a mace. They're that far from Hashem that even when they're still alive, they manage to have a din of a mace. So, Mel, just one other Indian I'd like to explain based on this is that you see the opposite of the Baal Lashon Hara, who loses Olam Haba. So, the exact opposite you find in Aaron HaKoyin. But Aaron HaKoyin, he's the one we find the Chazal is associated with Lashon Tov, right? It says, "Tell us an Avos Rav Nassim, tell us all about how he's Oyv Shalom v'Rodev Shalom, how he speak Lashon Tov about each side, the other side, until he brought Shalom and Klal Yisrael." But the Gufa joins Klal Yisrael together by Lashon Tov. And the Gufa we find that Aaron HaKoyin is now the opposite of Tzaras. It says in Mo'ikot Tesvav, it says Hatzarua Larbas Koyin Gadol. It says an extra word to tell us. There, Tzaruah tells us that even a Kohen Gadol can get Tzaras. And then come over and he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore. But it's telling us that you need a special reboot for that, because a Kohen Gadol is someone who you think that he couldn't get Tzaras. Tells you, no, even a Kohen Gadol, he's killed the opposite of Tzaras. But you find B'chlal, the whole inning of the healing of Tzaras, and calling Tzaras all Pika Aaron Ubanov. Right? They're the ones who could heal a person from Tzaras, right? Bring him back into the cloud. They're the ones who could say that this person is a Baal Machlok because he can't be in the cloud. Right? The cloud, the whole name of Aaron is in of Ketairis. Right? Ketairis, the Gemara says, is Vachem Peches, is a kapara for Lashon Hara. Right? We point out once that the Mizbeach HaKetairis is the Keser Kahuna. It's what Nogeh B'Prata Kahuna. And that's Bedafka, the end of Ketairis. Right, just like Aaron, when we're trying to prove that Aaron's Kohen Gadol and not Adas Kairach, they use Ketairis. Ketairis is good for the Gemara, says it's the Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Right, so you see this Indian, that Aaron is the opposite of Lashon Hara and the opposite of Tzaras. I just want to say one Nakuda with that we can understand, we've discussed a little bit, we never managed to say exactly this Indian. One of the two Makairos for Oilam Tchis HaMeisim, it says, in the Sata Truma La Aaron HaKoyim. That one of the Makairos is, it says, V'chi Aaron Olam Kayim, how are you going to give Truma to Aaron? Aaron was never in Eretz Yisrael. Ella says, Makan L'Tchis HaMeisen. That we see that Gufa getting Tchiyas HaMeisim is Merumah is by having a Sheiches to Aaron HaKoyen. So why? It's because the word is that this is Gufa, the Hefech, from the Hedioses that don't get a Chelek Olam Haba is through the Koyach of Lashon Hara. The Koyach of Aaron is that Koyach of Lashon Tov. Why? Because that's the Inyan of that all the Shalom in Israel, right? Being a Chelek of the Tzibur. Right? It's the whole Inyan of being connected to Chaim, connected to this Chiyas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Melo, that's the whole Makor of Olam Haba, and that's the whole Inyan of these four Hedioses that they couldn't get a Chelek Olam Haba. Ben Hashem, next week, I think it's going to be next week. It's for Yeshiva. So Lynette will talk something about the Seder, I was thinking. So something more Nogaya, Yonah Yoma. Okay, Shkach.